Nolte, New York Mag lays off 5%, hundreds of newspapers closing. By John Nolte on March 12, 2019. The establishment media bloodbath continues this week with the news the far-left New York Magazine laid off 5% of its staff. According to various reports, New York Magazine laid off 32 staffers. Half were full-time, the other half were freelancers or part-timers. The idea, apparently, is to restructure, whatever that means. What we have here is more proof that the so-called Trump media boom is just more fake news. One of the many ways our hideous media taunt President Trump is with the claim his political ascent has created flush times for the very same fake news industry he despises. But 2 years into his presidency, we are seeing that was just another media lie. Last year, there were already a number of massive media layoffs, and this year there have been over 1,000 more. What's more, the news broke today that hundreds, that is not a typo, hundreds of newspapers are set to close. With the shutdown of its newspaper, The Daily Guide. This town of 5,200 people in central Missouri's Ozark Hills joined more than 1,400 other cities and towns across the U.S. to lose a newspaper over the past 15 years. According to an Associated Press analysis of data compiled by the University of North Carolina. Blame revenue siphoned by online competition. Cost-cutting ownership, a death spiral in quality. Sheer disinterest among readers or reasons peculiar to given locales for that development. Newspaper circulation in the U.S. has declined every year for three decades, while advertising revenue has nosedived since 2006, according to the Pew Research Center. Staffing at newspapers large and small has followed that grim trend line. Pew says the number of reporters, editors, photographers and other newsroom employees in the industry fell by 45% nationwide between 2004 and 2017. The above is from an AP report that naturally fails to include another reason for these failures: bias and the alternative to these biases outlets through new media. And the national outlets are not doing much better. The Washington Post was sold a few years ago for a measly $250 million to sugar daddy Jeff Bezos, and CNN's ratings and reputation are a national laughingstock. Without the corporate welfare of bundled cable, CNN could hardly exist today. What's killing the media is fake news, lies, bias, and extended hate campaigns against normal Americans. We are still getting our news, we are just getting it elsewhere. And if the choice is being lied to and insulted or no news at all, we prefer no news at all.